Chapter 2. The New Neighbor.
3.
It rained on Saturday. "Maybe we shouldn't go," I told my father. "I think a storm..."
"Get in the car, now!"
It took a few hours to reach Southport. My uncle was waiting outside for us.
"It's good to see you again, Tim. I hear you've been in some trouble recently."
"Yes, well..." I smiled weakly.
"Luckily for you, there aren't any police in Southport, Tim."
"Oh, really?" I smiled a bit more.
"But I'm here, and I'll be watching you carefully. No more jokes, Tim."
I stopped smiling. "Yes, sir." My parents came in to have a cup of tea and then left. The phone started ringing. Ring, 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 ring. One short ring and one long ring. "Who's that for?" I asked my uncle. My uncle and his neighbor, Mrs. Mills, shared a party line. If someone was calling my uncle, the phone rang, ring, 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 ring. Two long rings and then two short rings. If the phone was for Mrs. Mills, the sound was ring, 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 three short rings.